From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to sign tariffs on steel and aluminum imports as early as 3:30 p.m. local time Thursday, with some trading partners receiving temporary exemptions. China's foreign minister said Beijing will respond as necessary. He said that history has shown that trade wars are never the solution, and in a globalized world, choosing a trade war is the wrong prescription. As a result, will only hurt both sides. White House officials said Mexico and Canada could get a 30-day exception that could be extended. Britain said it will methodically work out who carried out a nerve agent attack on a Russian ex-spy and his daughter, then take robust action. Interior Minister Amber Rudd.
The investigation is moving at pace, and this government will act without hesitation as the facts become clearer. As my right honourable friend, the Foreign Secretary, made clear on Tuesday, we will respond in a robust and appropriate manner once we ascertain who was responsible.
Despite her calls to avoid speculation and allow police to carry out their investigation, several lawmakers pointed their finger at Russia. Rallies are being held across the globe Thursday to celebrate International Women's Day and to demand an end to the exploitation, discrimination, and violence towards women. In New Delhi, hundreds of women marched through the streets to protest domestic violence, sexual attacks, and discrimination in jobs and wages. In Myanmar, de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi urged women to build peaceful democracies. This is VOA News. The Syrian ambassador